Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I am exhausted from this 3-day work week. I am so glad it is Friday today.
Shut up, Jeremy.
I am beat. I need a couple days off. Oh, man. I need to go relax a little bit. Whew. You guys happy it's Friday, too?
You are coming in hot today, sir.
Man, I just, what a week it has been. I have put in my time.
I don't know. I don't think I'd like a day to sleep in, and then you have to get right back to waking up early, and then you're like, that would mess
that's
me
tough.
Up.
We'll talk about that later in the show. I made a note about that
particular
situation, but man.
Good.
I'm glad it is Friday for sure. And it's going to be a special day for us. It's our first visit for our Slice Slice Baby, where you can register your business at mix100.com, and we will get in there and grab a business each and every week and deliver some delicious pizza to you guys.
Yeah.
Come by, say hi, get some pictures, shoot some video, and have a slice together.
Pizza party.
It's a pizza party. We're like Ninja Turtles. Today we're going to go visit Austin and the Greenwood Police Department,
Greenwood
Village, thank you.
Yep. So
and I'm hoping to get tased. I want him to tase me right in the face today.
We already checked. I don't think he can do that.
I'm gonna I signed a waiver beforehand. It'll be
fine. We'll just have to have you break the law, and then they can tase you.
Yeah, I'm going to smuggle some cocaine in today.
No.
And,
don't go to prison.
Hopefully
just
the
canine
unit is there.
No.
And they can chase me down and then tase me right in the face.
We
and then we'll have pizza.
We don't want you to catch a charge and spend time. Nah. Like, we just want you to, you know,
I'm just get them
riled up. Up a little.
I left all my cocaine at home today. I can't do that. I left it at home, you guys. Did you see the rain and the lightning and the thunder and all that last night?
That was
stupid, huh?
Intense. No, it was beautiful. The fact that the lightning lit up the sky the way it did, and not like a light went on and off like normally happens. It was the, you know, lightning bolts that actually come from top of the sky to the bottom. And when it happened, the entire sky was filled with like 20 to 30 bolts. It was insane.
It is beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Especially with the mountain back. Background, like, it's just so pretty. And I was driving home from Arapahoe last night, going eastbound or westbound, rather.
Make up your mind.
Sorry, I was coming from the east, going to the west. But you can see the mountains and you can see the whole sky. And it, like, stopped me in my tracks. I was supposed to stop and get gas, but I was terrified. So I
there is that aspect to it where it is so beautiful in the power of nature. And you're watching it all go down. And then you're like, I am scared to death right
now. I know. I won't mess with that, but it is pretty.
And then it instantly reverts me back to being a kid. And my dad, who's the, you know, career fire chief. Don't hang out underneath trees.
Right.
No. Don't get under a tree.
Don't take a shower while it's lightning. Why?
I shower all the time in
through
lightning.
And, yeah.
It's beautiful.
No,
we got a skylight in the bathroom.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's like a strobe. It's like I'm at the club.
But there are so many of those like old wife tale things where you wonder if they're true.
Is
like,
that tree one
I
true?
I don't get
the tree one's pretty true.
I don't think so.
I don't think you want to be outside when the lightning is going off like that.
No,
you don't want to be outside like holding a fishing pole up in the air or anything like that.
Definitely
but
not.
Just outside.
But if you're in a forest, I mean, there's a bazillion trees. Where else are you going to go?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under a tree.
Well, I think you're safer under the tree, aren't you? No.
You're gonna get,
not
I've seen some videos. I don't think you want to stand under a tree.
No,
but
no
it's usually like a tree like in a trailer park or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Like if you're in a forest, you're fine.
Probably.
There's way more trees to choose from.
Because the forest is fancy? Like, what do you mean?
No, there's no. It's going to hit other trees.
Lightning hates trailer parks.
No,
it's like tornadoes.
It's just attracted to them, actually. Lightning loves it.
Is that what it is?
Because of all the structures. That some of them are metal, I think. I think that's why lightning likes trailer parks.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't want to mess around with it. That's for sure.
Sure.
But the shower thing, I want to know if that's true or not, or if that's just what they
tell I think it's kind of romantic.
I think parents just wanted to save water, and that's one way they can do it.
Oh, how I wish you guys could have been in the studio with us for the past 5 minutes or so and what we were talking about. I think I'll give you one little taste of it. One big takeaway is when Katie said if she ever has a man move in with her that she's going to have to go to a gas station to use the restroom
and not
do it at the house.
The station here because I live close to the station.
People
I
don't
would
want
just
you
come here.
I want you at a gas station.
I would just come here. Why would I bother going to a place of business when I could just come here.
Listen, the ladies here don't want you in our restroom.
It's fine.
And apparently the man at your place doesn't want you in the restroom. But is everything okay with your bowels?
No, like, are you? I just made the point. If I ever moved in with somebody, because my bathroom in my apartment is right next to my bedroom.
And you tear it up, apparently.
Then, well, God, it's just me in there. Everybody loves their own brand, right?
The only thing I'm envisioning is, what is his name? Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber, like on the toilet. Feet
not
up in the
like
air.
That.
That's the only thing I envisioned when you said, I'm going to have to leave the apartment.
I saw the white chick scene where
there's just no privacy. So
no
I
privacy.
Would have to come here and do my business and then go back.
Listen, I know I can see the way you eat. I see your pictures.
What
I see
you
your cheese pole pictures. Okay. And I envision a cheese pole coming out of you.
I don't post pictures of the fiber, okay? Like, that's not fun and sexy. So I get plenty of
I wish you would.
It's fine. I know what that gives.
Because it's
bit.
Starting to, you're starting to develop a persona here. Yeah. Like, maybe post a salad every now and
everything
then.
Everything you eat, fry, girl.
Post some cauliflower every now and then. All right?
Every now and then. Throw some veggies in the pigs. Okay.
Your poor future boyfriend. Oh, poor guy. What do we have going on? We're going to get to sports here in just a second. I do want to tell you, though, that they are saying this weekend is going to be a cluster you-know-what downtown. Some really big things going on. First of all, the Denver Fan Expo is going on, which is the biggest pop culture celebration in Denver. And we're going to be down there. We're going to head down on Saturday for a little bit. So that's going on. The Morgan Wallen concert is going to be going on.
Tonight and tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Outside Days Festival is happening at Auraria.
Yes.
So that'll be a big old cluster. And then on top of it all, Giants versus Rockies, right? So Coors Field will be hopping this weekend as well.
Yeah.
What a time to be like a Denver PD or Denver paramedic, Denver firefighter, just keeping track of all the nonsense going on this weekend.
So
it's going to be a
many
lot.
Things going on. I mean,
lot.
You just mentioned that Outside Days. I forgot. That's like Death Cab for Cutie, Cagey Elephant.
Yeah.
My Morning Jacket, right?
Yeah.
Doing it?
Flaming Lips.
That's going to be a great show. So you're right. Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy. So if you want to get out of town, I do want to remind you that out in Fruita, it is Mike the Headless Chicken Festival going on this weekend as well.
I've been to that. Have y'all been?
Have you really?
I have not. Oh, yeah. We made the pilgrimage, though, when we head out to see Nicole's dad out of state to Fruita just to get a picture with the statue of Mike the Headless Chicken. But we've never been to the big festival. It's quite the thing, isn't it?
I emceed it a few times, and it is hilarious. Like, that guy in the chicken costume, he's a good time. Tell you what, head or not, he's a good time.
Running around like a chicken with his head cut off?
Wow.
Yeah, if you ever get the chance, Mike the Headless Chicken Festival is worth the trek over to the Western Slope.
A ton of live music out there, a 5K race, a car show, food, merchandise, games, a peep eating and wing eating contest.
Oh, it is fun.
It sounds like an awesome time.
So I used to
live. But you got to go to Fruita.
Well, I used to live in Fruita. It is worth it. Like, you need to go there. It's gorgeous.
It's a cute little town.
Gorgeous.
We stopped there to get Einstein breakfast sandwiches on our way out to see Nick. That's our stop, is in Fruita.
Einstein's.
It's a solid Einstein's. Nice, clean bathroom. Get a breakfast sandwich, and back on the road you go.
There you go. Right off the interstate.
Josh, what you got for sports this morning?
Well, this is one of the wild sports stories that only happens. I feel like this can only happen in sports. A couple of folks went out to the Arizona Diamondbacks game on Tuesday, okay? And they ended up showing up, and they pull out their tickets, and like, we're ready for the game. And the guy scans the tickets, and he goes, hey, I am so sorry. These are for tomorrow night's game. And so they're like, oh, shoot. Well, it's not a sellout or anything. Let's just buy some cheap tickets, okay? So they buy cheap tickets. They throw these folks out in the outfield, and they're ready to sit down and watch the game. And then all of a sudden, Willy Adames jacks a shot, and it goes right to them, okay? They're like,
they hit a home run ball.
We weren't even supposed to be at this game. We caught the ball. That's exciting. Obviously, it's a really cool feeling. Rush of adrenaline. All that good stuff. And then the next night, they have the tickets. They're like, hey, let's go to the game again, okay?
Yeah.
Those tickets end up being one row behind the seats they got the night before, okay? They're sitting in virtually the exact same spot. And wouldn't you know what happens? Willy Adames.
The same player.
Same player comes up to bat, jacks another shot. It goes directly to the same folks a row behind the seats that they were at the night before.
Yes!
There you go.
Yes, that's right.
That's the right sound. That never happens anywhere
never.
Else.
No. Catching a home run ball is like
exhilarating enough
for most
I've never done that.
I've never done that.
I've been to hundreds and hundreds of Rockies games, games around the nation, really. Never got a pop fly or a home run ball. These two folks, what did they do? They got two back-to-back nights.
Odds.
Man. They it's one of those lottery tickets.
Seriously.
Really?
Just one of those cool sports stories that I love to see that doesn't happen really anywhere else around the world.
You guys bring a glove to the baseball game when you go?
Some people do.
When I was young, I did.
Like an idiot?
I feel like I'm 30 years old. I feel
you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot.
I will say he did bring a glove. He caught two, though.
Don't bring a glove.
Just barehanded?
Just barehanded. Yeah. You're going to look
like
an
man.
Idiot. I'm going to bring my baseball glove to the Rockies game.
As a kid, I think it's cute. You're like, oh, look, little Josh has his glove, but I'm 30 years old.
Yeah,
you
don't
want
to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. I will say he did bring his glove and caught two, though, so...
I feel like I just want to walk around town with a glove on just for the heck of it.
Just
like,
in case?
We should do that. Like, go to Park Meadows and just walk around with a baseball glove on. Yeah, just in case. Got a lot of pop flies, just in case.
We should.
I'm
make
down.
A video
trying
of
to
it.
Pump gas with a baseball glove on.
And then we should pretend like we are catching the ball and be like,
oh,
there it
yes.
is, right in front of somebody.
And have be like,
oh, this would be so much fun.
All right, I'm in. I like that.
Video idea. Let's go.
Initiated. Follow us on Instagram. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. I forgot about this. I was going to mention it as I'm watching the TV right now. If you get a chance, hop onto the socials and look up the Blue Origin rocket exploding.
Goodness.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a big boom. One of the biggest, I think it is the biggest rocket explosion in U.S. history. So shout out to Jeff Bezos and his team. And I think your Prime subscription is going to go up now.
Yeah, what does that mean? Did they fail? Like, I imagine.
Well, it didn't get off the ground. So.
Well, so it failed, right?
That's a big fail, girlfriend.
Yeah.
It exploded.
Blew up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought.
Did it fail? Success.
I don't know if it was
boom.
To, right? Like, I don't know if it was supposed to blow up, if that was the whole point of the mission.
Yeah,
so.
No, it was supposed to go wee up into the air. Instead, it blew up on the ground. But if you get a chance this morning, check out that video. It is a nutty.
How good do you think Elon feels today?
All right. He's like, yeah, mine's better.
Yeah.
And bigger. So, Stranger Things is the most watched series of the 25-26 TV season. The average number of viewers, I'll round up, 33 million viewers for Stranger Things. That's pretty good. His and Hers came in second.
I don't think I've seen that.
Don't know. Marshall's.
Yeah.
That's a spinoff of Yellowstone.
Okay.
With that hot guy that my wife likes. Sean Combs, The Reckoning on Netflix.
I watched that.
I watched part
of that.
Mm-hmm. Landman's on there, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
The big takeaway is Stranger Things just dominating. But, they wrapped it up. It was a big thing.
And the finale was in the theater. Like, a lot of people were excited about that final season. So, yay.
Yes, ma'am. Congress is debating on adding a $250 bill to celebrate the United States turning 250. Why are you looking like that?
I don't know.
Who do you think's going to be on it, Katie?
You know what? No, it's not even that. It's like there are other things they could work on right now.
$250 bill? Imagine pulling that out.
That's fine.
$250 bill?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's pretty neat.
How much cash do you carry? Like, seriously, I have my emergency $100 bill, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
I don't carry cash anymore. Nobody carries cash anymore. Why
this
are
one's
they
a
making
solid
new
flex,
cash?
Though.
It's not.
It's $250.
They could focus on other things right now, really, I think.
Imagine being on a date and having a guy whip a couple of those out for you, Katie. You'd be like,
where's your American Express Black Card? Because that says you have money, not a $250 bill.
What?
That's just dumb.
Anyway, they want Trump on the front of it.
Oh, sorry. Did that come out of my mind?
What's the matter?
No, I just think it's silly, but that's just me.
It's a big bill. It's one of the biggest, frankly.
Very silly.
It should be gold. Many people have told me. Mm-hmm. Sleepy Joe would get a 50-cent bill.
Yeah.
Let me give you
that's
one more thing.
It's called a coin, but whatever.
We'd make it a bill, though. Yeah. One of the greatest. Let me give you one more thing. I know you got a lot of local stuff, but I got to play this audio. This woman was pulled over by a police officer. Where was this? Florida. Anyway, he pulled her over because he was insistent that she was holding her phone in her right hand, and he was mad as hell. And he pulled her over, was going to give her a ticket. Part of the problem is, though, she doesn't have a right arm. She's got, it's, to the elbow, and that's about it.
Oh,
bless her heart. No. When he said hand to God, she held up her Because you had a bad day.
Officer, take the L.
Just take the L and be like, you know what? That was my bad.
It was totally my bad. I'm
he
so
still
sorry.
Gave her the ticket.
He did not.
Yeah. No.
And, she fought it or something, but the good charges were dropped. They were dropped.
Good. What in the actual?
But the video is very uncomfortable to watch. She's like, really? But I like her line. Do you want to call this a day?
I know. Yeah. Perfect, right?
Like, I literally have no hand. Yeah. Bless your heart. So,
this is anyway, not what's be the a local thing. Stuff? Okay. Colorado making the top of some not so good lists. That's kicking it off today. First of all, the fourth most expensive place to live in the nation. And actually, when they, you know, deep booped all the information, they found out it was the third most expensive state in the country. So, all kinds of things laying into that,
we
right?
We went to breakfast yesterday, and it was $125 for breakfast.
Oh, that's too much money. Like, I don't care how many breakfast burritos you had. Like, that's a lot
of
money.
Us, yeah.
That's insane. And not only that, it's just everything. The childcare costs, when it costs to, you know, gas prices, just everything across the board is so expensive. And we knew that, but now we're finding out. The third most in the country. Mm. We're also the third most in dog bites to postal workers. What? They're going to start a month-long campaign about this, by the way, about just making sure that your dogs are, put away when postal workers are coming, that they're not accessible, that they don't bite people, because, again, we are the third most postal workers in the state. Something
did
like
you just
that.
Have a stroke?
I don't know what happened there, but a couple lists. We're making the top up. Not so good. Let's move on to this one, because Denver Water, you can tell on your neighbor for overwatering. This is kind of crazy.
I got the flyer in the mail with all my dates and everything, and then there's like a link and her phone number or whatever to basically tell on your neighbors
to
report.
And the funny thing is, so you can go online and do it, and it's not easy to find the form in which you can snitch on your neighbor. But they have over 800 submissions, which is a lot. So they're
what
saying
a bunch
people...
of busy body Karens doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who has the time? Like,
don't
I can barely do the things I need to do for myself, much less go out of my way to tell on somebody else. But
Ron's
Denver,
water's been running for 45 minutes on a Sunday. That's not his date.
That's exactly it, because they say that
where's
we have certain
phone?
Times that we can do it, and if your neighbor is overwatering outside of those designated times, they can get a fine and you can be the cause of it. Like,
you're not
what?
Supposed to water before 6 p.m. and Ron's water came on at 5:45.
I know!
Honey, where's my iPad?
Exactly. It is kind of hilarious because, you know, we've got Denverite, they were the first to report it, but man, over 800 submissions, people be telling on their neighbors. This
well, before all the texts come in, yes, I know we're in a drought, and I know you should be following the rules.
Yeah,
there.
But
there,
it's
we
just,
said it.
It is funny that
we understand.
They're relying on, you know,
but snitches
people.
Get stitches.
Snitches get, you know what they say, right? And you can still, like, call to report your neighbors, but this online form is really
you
catching people's
voice,
attention.
Though?
I'd like to report Ron, my next door neighbor.
It's 5:45.
He never follows rules. And his wife, I feel like, is cheating on him.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be funny if they just start narking on their neighbor for other things, too? And he takes out the trash in his underwear.
Yeah, the kids are on the trampoline at all hours of the night.
His dog's always pooping in my yard.
Their dogs are constantly barking. And I hate the color of his house, too.
Denver
Water. He needs to paint his house.
Tattletale line.
Snitches.
Call now. But, okay, and then one more, because we have DIA, those tunnels for the new walkways.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this already, but it is a big deal. They've got plans to construct pedestrian walkways between all the concourses now. And DIA is saying it's going to complement the existing train system.
Ooh.
Big takeaway for people. Is there's going to be another option outside of that train? Because, man, that's a pain in the butt when it's down. Holy moly. It's such a pain.
The train is down.
Yes.
I was just reading a story about this. All the conspiracy people love it because it's in those tunnels underneath the airport where they think they're hiding, like, the aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where these walkways are going to be. So they're like, hey, we might get a glimpse of UFOs now.
Well, it's the first time we're going to be allowed in those tunnels since DIA was really constructed. So, yeah,
that's
people
where
are
the
starting
aliens
to talk.
Are.
People
are.
Maybe they'll be giving us rides on those little carts, right?
Aliens are driving them?
Doubt it.
Yeah. Maybe they're the chauffeurs, you know? Give them a job.
Uh-huh.
What?
Y'all are crazy.
I'd get on that train.
I know you would, because you're crazy. There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on all the ridiculous stories floating around this morning with the most fun morning show in town. We are Jeremy and Katie and Josh.